When I like myself, I know it all. I create like people in my world. I create people like me. I create like people, people who are just like me in my world. When I like myself, I know it all. Now, this is Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. All of us, well, we'll repeat that again. When I like myself, I know it all. I create like people in my world. Think about that. Think about the type of people you create in your world. Now, we have the practitioner program here, and people call night and day. Our phone lines are flooded with calls, people asking for treatment, asking for guidance, asking for direction. Now, if we were really a fabulous organization, if we were really a fabulous organization of people who are speaking our word, saying all is in divine order, if we were really a fabulous organization of people realizing that all is now, now, no one would ever ring our phone with a request. Because just to think of us would put the now and the fulfillment of their request in their mind. Just to think of us. Boy, Herb, are you big-headed? My goodness sakes. No, I'm not. Jesus had to ask people, what do you want from me? Because he saw everyone from his Christ consciousness, whole and perfect. How do we look at people? From our Christ consciousness, whole and perfect? Or do we see people calling the practitioner ministry because they have a problem? Well, when I give the talk on Sunday morning, the Dial of Healing words, I say, call a practitioner and tell them the solution. Tell them what you would like to experience, not the problem. Because if the practitioner has to work with you on the problem, you have dirtied up their mind with the problem, and they cannot immediately go to work on the solution with you. And this is what this says here. When I like myself, I know it all. That's great. I create like people in my world. I create people just like me in my world, people who are fabulous, who are glorious, who are wonderful, who are intelligent, who are loving and peaceful and kind, all the great things that make life worthwhile here on the relative level. I guarantee you, that's not absolute talking. That's relative talking. Because only the relative can know compassion, can know love. Only the relative can know conditions such as this. And we create them. Now, the idiotic thing here, in my mind, is why we don't spend all of our time training ourselves and our students or whoever, whatever it is we're doing, into the idea that they may create any idea that comes to their mind so easy, because they don't have to create it. Because it already exists. And all they do is reveal it. And the way to reveal it is to say, I know that I know that I know. The way to reveal it is to realize that you don't go to school to learn something. You go to school to reveal to yourself that you already know it. And you don't go out and earn a living to reveal money in your pocket. You go out and have a job because you want to have fun in that particular operation. And if you don't have fun on your job, then you're in the wrong job. But I have to have that job because that makes me a lot of money, and the job I really want doesn't make much money. Hey, if you were working on a job that you don't like and you make a lot of money, that's great. But if you're working on a job that you like, think how much more money you would make when you are the best in that job that you like. Because the funds will just flow to you. You don't have to know what the sources are. You can never really know what the sources may be. The sources may be that you were asked to go and speak to a group out in the middle of the desert. That, of course, is the story you heard before. And as you go out to speak to this group in the middle of the desert, you see beautiful stones up on their fireplace. You say, hey, those are neat stones. You know the story. And so they say, oh, you like them? Have a couple, you know. So you take a bag of those stones, and then you go back to town, and you put them up on your mantle. And some of your friends come and visit you who are gemologists, and they say, what are you doing with all those uncut diamonds up there? What? Uncut diamonds? How about that, you know? Well, take them in and have them checked. Wow. That's $1 million worth of uncut diamonds that I brought along in this bag from these people who didn't know what it was worth. And so you run back to the desert. And you say, hey, you guys, you gave me a bag of uncut diamonds. Those are all diamonds that you have there. And they say, yeah, we know. Take them, enjoy. Mm-hmm. We're not interested in that. We live a very pleasant, wonderful, peaceful life here without a lot of nonsense going on. And you're the first person who noticed that they were diamonds. So, would you like some more? And you see, it doesn't mean anything to them except a pretty stone. They live in paradise. Everyone who comes up here to the monastery, to the campus here, they say, my God, you guys live in paradise. And is it paradise because of our swimming pool and our jacuzzi and our meditation paths and the houses? No. It's paradise because of the atmosphere here. Oh, there's tension now and then, and there's nonsense now and then. But basically, it is a relaxed, blessed place to be. You see, when I like myself, I know it all. So if instead of saying, I see you whole and perfect, we say, I like me. What can we see when we say, I like me? We can only see everything whole and perfect. But if we say, I see you whole and perfect, then we're seeing something to be made whole and perfect. Maybe not. Maybe we're in the advanced class and we're not in the beginner's class where we got to see a problem to solve and then go solving it by saying, I see you whole and perfect. But even that's wrong. How should that be said? Ich bin. I am whole and perfect. Hence, I see everyone whole and perfect. And that's great. But you see, this is what it's all about. I create like people in my world. All the people in my world think just like me. They all think positive, loving, joyful thoughts. Well, you don't have many people in your world. Oh, I've got plenty. I got plenty. I have people in my world that you never dreamed of. And that's great. That's great. But the people I do have in my world that you see, they're all the cream of the crop.
Thank you.
They're all the top. And I know it. They know it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, you know, this is a microphone. And if you don't say yes, it can't see you shaking your head. She's sitting there bobbing away like a a bubbling. But just shake your head. Yeah, yeah. And say yes, 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 yes. If that's what you mean. Now, Button, do you like it here? Oh, see, everybody barking for him. Love, you like it here?
Sleeping. No.
Oh, he's sleeping. Under the cover on your bed, yeah. Smart dog. So, you see, when I like myself, I know it all. And go for it. Because that's what it's all about. And that's what you're all about. Take it. Accept it. And be it. Because you are it. I love you, 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 I love me, I love me, I love me, I like 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 me. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station. We'll be here waiting for you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.